We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Hilcha Shvuas, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Chaf Gimel. V'zeh Bechinas HaKovoid Shemechuyovim Lechabedes Raboi. Based on what we're learning now, we'll be able to understand the respect that a person is required to have respect for his rabbi. Ki Isa B'dvorav Zal, because Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, Sheshoiresh hakoil hu hakovoid, that the source of everything is kovoid. Ki hakovoid hu shoiresh hatoira. Kovoid is actually the source of the Torah. Ki kol ma shebora kodesh baruch hu lo ibroi elo lechvoid hakanal. Because we know the final Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us that everything that Hashem created, He created for His kovod. Dahainu sheyekaimu es haTorah, which translates into the fact that we will fulfill the Torah. Shaydeze nizgadel kvoido yisporach. Through our fulfilling the Torah, Hashem's kovod is heightened. We know that the Gemara says in many places, Retzoinoi zehu kvoidoi. How does a child show respect to a parent? By doing what I want you to do. That's the terminology. I want you to do this and this and this, and I want you not to do this and this. If you do what I want, you're giving me respect. That's called respect. The Gemara says, Ritzoinoi zehu kvoidoi. His will is his respect. We know, for example, certain people don't like the public eye. They don't want people look. They don't want their names mentioned. So we say again, if that's what you want, if that's what the person wants, the way I show respect to that person is not by announcing his name, but by doing what he wants. So too by Hashem, Kaviyochel, the way that we show respect to Hashem is by doing what he wants. How do we know what he wants? The answer is it's called the Torah. The Torah is the expression of what Hashem wants. In the Torah, Hashem wrote, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, I don't want you to do this and that. V'alkein kol ma shemechabdin rabo yoiser, therefore, the more that we give kavod to the appropriate place, for example, the more respect a person shows his Rebbe, me'oirin b'yoiser v'yoiser shoroshay ha-Torah. We stir up, we activate the source of the Torah, because we said that the source of the Torah, the roots of the Torah are in kavod. So the more kavod we give to the right places, we stir up the source of the Torah. Vaydezeh mashpia olav horav hisgalus haTorah yoiser veyoiser. And that causes the rabbi to give the student more and more Torah and to reveal more and more Torah. Keep in mind, the Torah in its source is hidden. We have to be able to bring it out from hiddenness to revelation. That takes a certain effort. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us here that one of the things that makes that happen, one of the things that helps take the Torah out of its covering and be revealed is when we're showing the proper kovod, because we said kovod is the shoresh haTorah. So one of the places that Hashem tells us that kovod should be shown is to tzaddikim, to rabbonim, to talmidei chachamim. So when a person shows kovod to his Rebbe, by that he stirs up the shoroshei haTorah, the source where the Torah comes from, and that allows and that causes more Torah to be revealed. That causes the rabbi to reveal more Torah to that student. Ukamayshekosov ad admorzal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, b'chol mokoim sheshibchu hachavraya es Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, hoyo megalo lehem toira yoiser v'chachulu. We see in the Zohar HaKodesh in many places that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal gives a shir to his students. After the shir, the students say, wow, you're the ultimate light. They praise Rabbi Shimon. They say special things about him. And then he opens up and reveals more Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moharan, you should know that there's a cause and effect here. Because they praised him, that's what pushed him, that's what gave fuel for him to reveal more Torah. And here, Rav Nosson Zal is explaining to us why and how it works that way. Hainu, shal yidei ha-shevach v'ha-kovoid shehigdilu oisoi, through the praise and the respect that they gave to Rabbi Shmuel Choizal, aydei ze hishpi alem hizgalo satori oiser. That's what caused him to give them more Torah. And again, Rav Nosson Zal explained why. Because the Torah is rooted in kovoid. When a Jew gives the proper kavod, he shakes up those roots. It's like when you're shaking a tree, you shake the tree, you cause the fruit to come pouring down from that tree. The Torah is rooted in kavod. When we give the proper kavod to the proper place, which means to Hashem or to the tzaddikim, to the Talmid Chachamim, we're shaking that tree. And that's what causes an additional flow, a new flow of Torah. So this teaches us that there's, here again, this isn't like sitting in a university class where people hear a lecture, they record it or they write notes, they walk out, and if they hear the teacher died or didn't die, it don't make much of a difference. Because if this teacher's not there, they'll give us another teacher, you know. The Torah is a different thing completely. And when a person is learning Torah from somebody, the person has to feel a deep, deep, deep appreciation for the Torah, for Hashem, for the one that's teaching them, for the tzaddik who wrote the Sefer, etc. And to the degree, relative to how much the person appreciates the Torah, that determines how much they're going to understand the Torah properly and how much more Torah they're going to get. To the degree that a person praises the tzaddik who taught him the Torah and everything, to that degree, that opens new doors for the person to receive more and more Torah.